And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Over these weeks, Jesus underlines the fact that He and He alone is the great I am. Last Sunday, Jesus, in speaking to the Samaritan woman, said, "I am that living water." Today's gospel lesson, which is the entire 9th chapter of John, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And then next Sunday, in John chapter 11, Jesus says to Mary and Martha and to the whole world, "I am the resurrection and the life." Now today, the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John, and this entire chapter, John chapter 9, deals with the subject of blindness. Not only physical blindness, but also spiritual blindness. John chapter 9, verse 1 tells us that as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind. And the scriptures tell us this man had been blind from birth. He had never seen. Think of it. He had never seen what you and I see and what you and I often take for granted. He had never seen a sunrise, a sunset, the stars, a stream, animals, a child. He had been blind all of his life. And Jesus said to his disciples, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work." And then he said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And then Jesus spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and placed it on the man's eyes, and then instructed him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The pool of Siloam was a rock-cut pool. It was part of the major water system that was developed by King Hezekiah centuries before. I've been there. The man went to this pool. He washed, and he came back seeing. Giving sight to the blind, Jesus performs more miracles of this kind than any other, giving sight to the blind. And one of the signs, according to the Old Testament, one of the great acts to be carried out by the coming Messiah would be that of giving sight to the blind, so that these miracles serve as an additional evidence that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Messiah. And those who had seen the man before and had known him as a blind beggar said, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." Others said, "No, it just looks like him." And he kept saying, "I am the man. How is it then that you can see?" And he answered them, "The man called Jesus anointed my eyes, sent me to Siloam to wash, and I received my sight." So they brought the man who had formerly been blind to the Pharisees. For after all, they should investigate this, especially since this had happened on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees began to argue among themselves. Finally, they turned to the blind man and asked him, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes that he opened." "Oh, he's a prophet," the man said. And even then, the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. And the parents said to the Pharisees, "Yes, this is our son. Yes, he was born blind. And how he can now see or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him. He's of age." The parents didn't want any part of this. They didn't want to get involved. And they were afraid because it had already been determined that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That's why his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." And so the Pharisees again questioned the man who had been blind. And he said, "I've already told you, and you do not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" And at this, there was a pandemonium, uproar, so that finally the Pharisees said to the man, "How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out of the synagogue. It may mean that they just expelled him from that assembly, or more probably that they excommunicated him from ever stepping foot again into the synagogue. And then a very beautiful scene unfolds. The Bible says, John chapter 9, verse 35, that when Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, Jesus found the man. Jesus obviously had been looking for the man. And when Jesus found the man, he asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man replied, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." And the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." And some of the Pharisees who were with Jesus heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" The Pharisees found it incredible that anyone would consider them spiritually blind. To which Jesus responded, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." The Pharisees' claim to sight showed their complete unawareness of their spiritual blindness and need. And though they claimed to have sight, their actions were evidence of their blindness. In the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus, in referring to the Pharisees, called them blind. Blind guides. Blind guides, verse 16. Blind fools, verse 17. And blind men, verse 19. And there was a time that you and I were spiritually blind. Not physically blind, but spiritually blind. According to the Bible, we are by nature spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and enemies of God. Yet God's amazing grace through his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, changes all of that. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. For it is by grace you have been saved." There is a greater blindness than physical blindness. It's spiritual blindness. And far too many today, perhaps some even within these walls or listening to me on the radio, have physical eyes yet are spiritually blind. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, "For the God of this age," referring to the devil, "For the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." That was the problem with the Pharisee, and it's a problem that remains to this day. Several weeks ago, I stated that there are two religions in the world, all the other religions, and then there is the Christian faith. In a similar way, there are two types of people in the world, and only two. And it's depicted so clearly in today's gospel lesson with the Pharisee and the blind man. There are those who are sinners and think that they are righteous. That's the Pharisee, the modern day Pharisee. Those who are sinners and think that they are righteous. And then there are those who are righteous yet know that they are sinners. What makes amazing grace amazing is God. I was lost, and he found me. I was blind, yet because of his amazing grace toward me in Jesus, now I see. John Newton, who wrote that beloved hymn, Amazing Grace, said towards the end of his life, "Only two things I know for certain. I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior. May God's amazing grace daily give you 20/20 spiritual vision, and may he use you as his instruments to lead others who are spiritually blind safely home to Jesus, the light of the world. May God grant it in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And when we've been there 10,000
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.